Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, the morning mess is time for another staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Katie?
Morning!
Hey, guys.
Hey, Katie. We hear there's a situation with you and your man Josh.
Yeah, he's my boyfriend. We've been together 8 months. Yep.
Okay.
So why do you think he's cheating on you? Because obviously you're calling in for the staycation setup.
Yeah, I mean, I've been observing some weird activity lately on his Facebook page, and it's definitely raising some red flags for me.
Oh.
Well, okay, what kind of weird activity?
Well, it'll say he's online, and I can definitely confirm that when it does say he's online, that he's not, because he's with me. So I get how, like, Facebook works, like, sometimes it can glitch out or whatever.
Yeah, I've had that happen. Like, if you're signed into the app, even if you're not using it, it says you're online.
Yeah, and then I started to see more stuff. Like, I noticed there's activity happening, like, he's liking people's posts and stuff, but he's not actually signed in on Facebook. To me, that sounds like somebody might be hacking. You know, it's a hacker situation, so I told him that. But Josh is something I was really not expecting to hear. He told me that it is probably his ex-girlfriend.
On his Facebook page?
Yeah.
Like using his account?
Mm.
Yeah. I was so thrown off. Like, why the hell would it be his ex?
Wow.
And he just came right out with it. He's messed up, and it turns out she has his password, which I think is super odd.
Well, here's the thing. You said he's posting an activity on other people's Facebook posts. What people are they? Are they other girls? Is he saying things that are inappropriate?
Oh, it's just random stuff. Like, sometimes it's meme accounts, whatever it is. Not a big deal. But I'm just seeing all these liking things. It's obviously his ex is liking it, and he's not using his own page.
So why did him and his ex break up?
I don't know. Like, I didn't really ask. I don't think she's been with anybody since then.
Oh.
I'm just asking because, you know, if he broke up with her, she might still be, like, in love with him.
True.
But if she broke up with him, then obviously she let go of him.
I honestly never saw her as a threat until now.
Mm. Oh, you're hotter than her?
Yeah, I mean, he's out of her league.
He's out of her league. Oh, she ugly. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Everyone's beautiful in their own way, and beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
That's what ugly people say.
Or is a beer holder.
Actually, you know what? I don't even want to keep her names under wraps. Like, her name is Sabrina.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Real quick, how long were they together? Because I know I haven't had, like, a lot of relationship experience, but I don't think I would have ever shared my social media passwords with anybody I've been with.
He was with her for way too long. They were together, I think, 2.5 years.
Oh.
Off and on, but...
So they had a shared Facebook account that she is continuing to use.
Yeah.
Gross. That's Why wouldn't he just make a new one?
Or change the password. If it's his account, that's weird.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, what if they're, like, actually using it as, like, a secret communication tool to talk behind my back? Like, you know, going on there and she can log in, he can log in, I don't know, and just sending each other messages. That's possible.
I mean, it's possible. I'll say it sounds a little far-fetched, but so does this entire thing. So I understand why you're thinking of all these scenarios.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is what we're going to do, Katie. We're going to call up Josh, offer him a free romantic staycation. Ask that one question, Nish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Obviously, we want him to say your name, Katie, but if he says Sabrina, the show is yours. We literally give it to you. You got to get up early weekdays, all right? All right. You know what? That joke didn't fall too well with you. So what we're going to do is get the damn number and call him up. Hopefully he's not cheating, but you didn't laugh at my joke, so maybe he is cheating.
Oh, my gosh. Don't be rude.
And then I'll laugh at you. Staycation set up.
Joey, God.
I thought it was a damn good joke.
Someone's got to laugh.
Someone got to do it. Sometimes, you know, I got to laugh at myself. Joey, you crazy. All right.
Wow.
Staycation set up. Sub next. Your morning mess. That guy Joey was on one this morning.
Unbelievable.
Back with the staycation setup, so we spoke to Miss Katie. Now, Miss Katie has been going out with this guy, Josh, for about 8 months now. She has a sneaky suspicion that he's messing with his ex-girl, Sabrina. I guess they shared, like, a Facebook page or what have you. And what Katie has been seeing is Facebook activities, but she knows it's not him because she'll see stuff getting posted up when she's with him. She knows he's not doing it, so... Katie's on the line. You think it's some way that they're communicating on Facebook, kind of a sneaky way?
Yeah, definitely a sneaky way. Like, how easy is it to just go on there and delete? So easy. And, like, it's not like it's going to be in his text on his phone where I could, like, easily see it. I'd have to actually, like, log into his Facebook.
Real quick, this whole thing started you finding out that they shared social media passwords. Has your boyfriend shared his social media passwords with you?
No. No, I'd never asked, like, but no.
He about to share that STD. That's what he about to share, boy.
Oh, I hope not.
Doing it dirty.
Oh, my God.
All right, this is what we're going to do, Katie. World-famous staycation setup time. We're going to call your man Josh up. Offer him a free romantic staycation. Ask him who he wants to put on the reservation. If he does say Sabrina's name, we give you our show in a boat. Here you go.
Go ahead.
He better say my name, but okay.
And we also have counseling services in case you need them, depending on whatever he says, too. So you get the show and counseling services.
Okay. Yes, thanks.
Okay.
Let's see how it goes. What's the back?
I can't stand you.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Josh?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, Josh. My name is Jonathan. I'm actually calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're going to put you up in our penthouse.
Yeah, I'm not interested. Not interested.
I'm sorry to hear that, sir. I wouldn't want you to miss out on the free penthouse suite stay with the honeymoon package. That is exclusively for you, and I'm just calling to confirm some details with you.
Okay, and I'm guessing you have to take my credit card or something.
Not at all. Actually, this is a free stay. We won't need credit card information unless you decide to get room service. We are offering this in hopes of getting those reviews, but it'll be on Google and Yelp. Because we're new, we just need to build our presence online.
Let me know what this is about.
Okay. This is a free romantic weekend stay. You get the option to bring a guest with you. It's a great way for you to show appreciation for them. And actually, upon entry, they'll be greeted with a personalized note. And you can put whatever you want in that note. Just let me know when you're ready, and I can jot down that personalized note.
Okay. So for the note, can you just write, this is for my little bunny?
Okay. Now, Josh, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I need your guest's full name for us to continue.
Her name is Sabrina.
Gotta be f***ing joking.
Damn.
Josh, have you lost your mind? Seriously?
Before you answer that, Josh, we legally got to let you know you're live on the radio right now.
What's going on?
Yeah, no. I'm not your favorite little bunny. Who even said that?
Before we get the answer, what kind of animal she is, we're the Morning Mess, live 101.5. Obviously, Sabrina's your bunny. Who's Katie to you?
Who's what?
Oh, my God.
I'm so
Who is Sabrina Thomas?
My ex-girlfriend, you mean?
Did you not hear yourself 2 seconds ago, Josh? They asked you who you want to bring, and you said who? Did you say my name? Did you say Katie?
No, he didn't.
If I didn't, I definitely meant to.
You meant to?
I'm just confused. If I had a brain fart, this whole thing is totally freaking me out. I don't get what's going on.
Sounds like it.
I'm not stupid, Josh. Like, I'm not going to buy your shit, okay? You're seeing her, and I knew it.
Oh, my God. And this is on the radio?
Yes. Can you just admit what you're doing?
All right. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. What does that mean? Are you seeing your ex-girlfriend?
Yes, I am.
Attaboy. Well, that's one way to conquer diabetes.
Yeah.
You just be truthful about it. How long you been seeing her?
A couple weeks.
You know what? Go ahead and you can have fun banging your
Oh.
You haven't had a single since I've known you because she's absolutely worthless. And go ahead, have fun. Maybe you two are meant to be together.
I think she just gave you permission.
I don't ever want to hear, like, he's honestly dead to me. I don't want him to ever contact me again.
Oh. Whoa.
Oh, okay. Well, on one condition, I guess you can't talk to her anymore. So.
Oh, my God.
It's probably for the best, honestly.
Okay. Josh, it doesn't even sound like you care.
In a couple of weeks, I'm going to tell you because they all
I do care. I'm just don't even exhausted try. From this toxic relationship. It's just like nonstop fighting all the time. And I didn't handle it the best way, but...
Yeah, you didn't. You also haven't, like, apologized literally the whole time. But you know what? It's okay. Katie, I have counseling services for you. I want to make sure that you have them because I can feel how angry you are right now. And it's really justified. I just don't know if you're going to get anything from this guy right now.
Thank you. I'm definitely going to need those because I'm absolutely floored. just wants to have his cake and eat it too.
I never understand that statement. Why wouldn't you want a cake and eat it too?
Okay, well, maybe another time we can debate that. Okay.
Wait.
It's never made sense to me.
Makes no sense, huh?
You know what? I think it's an amicable thing. You want him to go to hell. He wants directions. Mm-hmm. I'll give them to him. So, Josh, you there?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. So, Miss Katie.
Oh, man.
Thank you for doing that.
No, absolutely. I feel the disrespect in his tone, not really caring to you. So I think you could do better.
Honestly, he's the least attractive out of his group of friends. I'm just going to hit one of them up.
Wait a minute.
I suggest that. Yeah, you went with the guy with good personality.
No! You need to take these counseling services. You don't need to be messing with
you
this.
You need a red sketch for the friend's best sketch. No! Sometimes you got to throw it, baby.
Maybe you could just, you know, talk to the counselor. Maybe we can come up with a good rhyme for that, right?
Sometimes you got to croissant the counselor. No,
Oh my gosh.
That doesn't work.
Okay.
What?
Stay away from his friends, and let's get you the counselor number.
Well, thank you for helping me get to the bottom of this. And
or you can go on the top of it. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever you want.
Some of his friends might like you on the top of this, you know, just in case.
No.
You know, keep your options open.
And other things.
No! You guys.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.